Okay, folks, the results are in. Put the man back on.
Well, I like that he bought it. I've always liked him. I got along with him very well during my days as president, and I got to know him pretty well. But I do like him. I've always really, you know, he's a character, and I tend to like characters.
Apologize, folks. We had some equipment issues, so we're having to hopefully get this out a little later than we normally do. You know, it's getting better when almost all the information coming in is actually making it to the normies. It is shocking to me how quickly all of this is playing out. Trump is back on Twitter and Facebook, and trafficking is on MSM and is floating throughout Twitter. Nancy is gone. Well, I mean, we've got so much going on. It just keeps piling up day after day. Let's get to it.
Well, the best self-defense gadget I've added to my daily carry besides my firearm is the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight is an all-in-one ultra-bright flashlight built for self-defense. One face full of this 800 lumen strobe light will help blind any attacker. Several attachments to the Fighter Flare, like its glass-breaking hammer and emergency siren, make it even more versatile for life-threatening situations. Thousands of preppers trust their life with Fighter Flare flashlight every day. They're solar-powered. They have a life-saving emergency strobe. Charge your phone and other electronic devices. Unlimited flashlight power, phone power, anywhere you have sunlight, compass, rope, wire, rope cutter, solar-powered recharging, and a siren. So go to fighterflare.com. It's in the description box below. You get the Fighter Flare risk-free for 30 days and 15% off by using the promo code BLACK15.
So normally I play a video clip, but I wanted to start here with Fledge 17 with the weekly recap just to get us going here. Trump announces the 2024 run. Actually says, I'm running for the president of the United States. Trump reinstated to Twitter, and we're going to talk about that also, the reason I just said that, okay? Trump reinstated to Twitter, to Facebook, GOP investigating sex trafficking and Biden admin, Amazon and Meta layoffs, huge, no nuke papers found at Mar-a-Lago, that's got out, Lauren Boebert wins, Nancy's fired, GOP officially wins the House, nothing could stop what's coming, a reminder where we're at, where it's going. V Darkness Falls posted a meme of a movie clip of a girl screaming that I'm going to do this even if you have to kill me. You're not going to silence me. All of you were silenced and kicked off of Twitter for claiming the following. The news is owned by the people. They're supposed to be investigating and they're working against humanity. That's right. The news is owned by Big Pharma. That's why we know that all the media is in on this entire thing, sponsored by Pfizer, by Moderna, by J&J, they will not take them off. Why? Because they're getting paid millions to keep the lie going about the jabs. Criminals and Big Pharma push poisons onto the masses via drinking water, foods, medicine, spraying our skies with chemicals, and through vaccines, all so they can maximize profits over people. That's right. Everywhere you go, everything you eat, even our air is poisoned. Just look in the sky. Most of you see the trails floating through above you. CIA performs false flags to push and pass unconstitutional legislation that restricts our rights as sovereign citizens. All the time. That's why I showed you when they hit the Walmart. One I'll never forget. Many, but one in particular just hit my mind would be the Walmart in El Paso. how many folks on social media were posting, mostly in Spanish, that men were coming through the back, four or five of them wearing all black with guns shooting up the place. Yet they were showing us pictures of one lone guy coming through the front of Walmart shooting at everyone, and it was all doctored photos. And they said he was a MAGA guy, and they said he was a Trump supporter, and they said it was racism. It's always something to get our minds off of the truth. The 2020 election was stolen from President Trump via coup d'etat, orchestrated by the weaponized CIA and the radical left in collusion with big tech, big media, and Hollywood. We've had to live with this since the day it happened, since the night it happened, since the early morning we woke up realizing they stole it. The most powerful world leaders, Hollywood celebrities, intelligence agencies, and big media are involved with the Clinton Foundation and are concealing the largest worldwide child trafficking ring in history. And you know what? No more. Guys, I've been on Twitter here. I'm watching how it's playing out. I've never seen, ever, Twitter filled with so much truth, so much information that is going out to the masses. I could only find it on Telegram and maybe Getter a few things here and there, but most of the time you didn't see what you're seeing on Twitter today. They keep us broke, working 2 to 3 jobs to keep us obviously busy to hide all their crimes, and now that we're awake, they hope we'll tire out and we'll leave. We are not leaving. James Comer and Jim Jordan, they're all over it. Hear what's coming.
We want to know what you all are going to do about it, because Jim Jordan, what did we hear on Friday from Merrick Garland, the attorney general? The DOJ lead person puts a special counsel on the Trump investigations. Yeah. Where is the special counsel on the Biden family influence peddling?
Yeah. Great question, Maria Bartiromo. Great, great question. She is all over this. They're finally putting it out on the mainstream media. I mean, they get a couple of truths here and there, but I'm just hoping it explodes everywhere.
Well, I think it's just one more example of how political the Justice Department has become, and it's why 14 whistleblowers have come and told us that, 14 FBI agents. But I want to go back. I'm going to go back to May of 2013.
14 FBI agents have come forward. I heard it was 20 to 30. Let's see.
The Inspector General at the Treasury Department issues a report and says Obama's IRS targeted conservatives. In our investigation at that time, we discovered that the Department of Justice was trying to find ways to prosecute the very people who Obama's IRS targeted. And Maria, guess who? Guess who was the lead person at the Justice Department looking for ways to target and prosecute the very people Lois Lerner went after? Jack Smith, the guy Merrick Garland just named as special counsel to go after President Trump. Now, think about this in the broad sense. In 2016, they spied on President Trump's campaign. In 2018, it was the Mueller investigation. In 2020, they suppressed the Hunter Biden story just days before the most important election we have. And in 2022, 91 days before the midterm election, they raided President Trump's home. And then this week, 3 days after President Trump announces he's running for president, 1 day after Mr. Comer did his press conference, guess what? Merrick Garland says, we're going to put in as the special counsel the very individual who was at the Justice Department and was looking for ways to prosecute the people Lois Lerner and Obama's IRS targeted. If that's not a political Justice Department, I don't know what is. So this is why we're going to look into this issue, and we're going to get to the bottom of everything they've been doing at the politicized DOJ.
Politicized DOJ. Everything they've been doing. We certainly hope that they're going to not only expose them, but they're going to start saying, please bring in the handcuffs and will these guys out. You know, I noticed something about this guy's face that they're going to put out there to go after Trump. I mean, they always send the next big heavy hitter in, the next big heavy hitter in. And I remember in the past when they came after Trump with some lady, they had some guy. Man, what was that guy's name? I can't believe it. I lost train of thought. You guys ever do that? You're talking. But anyway, some lawyer, and he ended up, they said, hey, this guy should run as president of the United States, this lawyer, because he's so good against Trump. And then he ended up going to jail. Well, this guy, you know, look at him years ago, fresh face, nice and clean. There you go, clean face. Everything looks cool. And then you get to him now after he's been in with the cabal, in with evil, constantly lying for them. And that's the face of years of lies, years of sitting with the demonic beings. From this to this. Just my observation. I don't know. Could be just stress of being involved in more than that. So let's hear from them just a few more minutes before we get on to the next subject. Would be pretty cool. President Trump and the military around him
have the gavel. James Comer, how do they keep getting away with all of this politicizing? Are you going to subpoena Joe Biden? Are you going to subpoena all of those involved in allowing China and the Communist Party to get inside the gates of America by paying off certain individuals like the Biden family?
And after you prove them guilty, are you going to send them to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and will they face trial for treason and be sent away forever?
We're going to subpoena whoever the investigation leads us to subpoena. We're serious about this. We're going to start with the bank records. We need those bank records. You've seen countless emails and text messages where Hunter has complained about having to keep his father up. There's no question that Joe Biden was receiving benefit from Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's only source of income were our adversaries in China and Russia. So this is very concerning. The American people deserve answers. We deserve to know if we have a White House that's compromised by China, and that's going to be our priority in the House Oversight Committee.
How about the White House for decades compromised by all countries? That's what we really want to see. You guys remember, we've played this clip over and over. Derek Johnson sent the reminder with this photo, and I love it, where he had, during his inauguration, the military walked behind him. And you know, he brought up something very, very interesting. And I'm going to bring this over here so I can make it a little larger. If you notice, President Trump, when the military walked behind him and he said during the inauguration, he was returning the power back to the people, canceling the corporation. Behind him, he had a military intelligence cap braid on one guy. So you see this right here. You see the military intelligence cap braid there. And then you have the Judge Advocate General braid here on this particular hat. This cover is what we call it. So interesting. Why would this be important? Why bring this up? Why was that such a big deal? We always go to that clip and we say he's reminding us about the military. You're under a military occupancy as outlined in the Law of War Manual written in 2015 and updated in 2016. We fight and said, you're right. During his inauguration, Trump stated he was returning power back to the people, basically canceling the corporation and nullifying the president role over the corporation. That made him president over the republic, thus commander in chief. As part of that, first time ever, military steps forward and surrounds Trump. On one side was a military intelligence gathering evidence. On the other side is Judge Advocate General presiding over the military tribunal. See the picture. And so all of this has been playing out since he walked into that office, started signing executive orders. They've had plenty of years to get all the evidence together. And why not unravel it now when President Trump says, we're taking back America right now? All of a sudden, it's plain, switching out. You're seeing his Twitter account come back. Is that a big deal? Well, it is when you go from 901,000 followers on Twitter. He gets reinstated, and he's at 87.1, and that keeps climbing. It's probably a lot higher right now. And so you head in and start seeing what folks are posting. Laura Logan sent one out to remind us. Here's something that I found that he posted. I'm asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. Please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. All of this was taken down by Twitter because they did not want you to know that he was letting everybody know it's peaceful. Remain peaceful. Now everybody's retweeting this like crazy to get the word out again because guess what? Twitter doesn't have the power to take down what he really said anymore. And so you go over to ABC, and this is where you can see it's getting old for these guys.
Congressman Schiff, thank you for joining us. I want to begin
Shifty Schiff
with the news overnight that Donald Trump has been reinstated by Elon Musk on Twitter. watching the January 6th committee hearings, Trump's tweets were a big part of the story to be told. What do you think of him being back on Twitter?
Back on Twitter, and they focus on the one thing that's being shared like crazy on Twitter, that he actually called for peace.
I think it's a terrible mistake, and you're absolutely right. As we showed in the January 6th hearings, the president used that platform to incite that attack on the Capitol. His comments about the vice president, his own vice president, put Mike Pence's life in danger. He showed no remorse about that. He continues to lie about his actions on that day. He talks about pardoning the people who attacked police officers and attacked the Capitol that day.
Of course he's going to pardon them because they did nothing wrong. The grandmas, the grandpas, those that just walked in because you guys, you snakes, put it all together. This guy looks like he's losing sleep. He looks like he's aged by many, many years. His neck looks like it's getting a lot bigger than it used to be. It used to be pencil neck. And now we're watching them fall apart. And they can run out there to their little pundits all they want and talk. But you know what? We've got the truth. Here's the video they took down at Twitter they didn't want anybody to know about.
I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election. And everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
Go home in peace. And there's the video clip. Now it's being shared like crazy all over Twitter to let all of the folks know that got off. Yes, he did say that. All of you guys have been brainwashed. And again, if you look at the numbers, Joe Biden only has 36.4 million followers. President Trump is, of course, up to 87, I think, million. Just shows you almost the stats of the actual election itself, huh? Interesting as it's all playing out. At The Patriot Light on Facebook, just type in The Patriot Light on Facebook. You'll find us there. We're at andweknow.com, two websites. We've also got thepatriotlight.com, where you are seeing daily news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are making improvements there. Stay tuned and watch it every day as you see everything that we're doing behind the scenes to try to get this thing updated even more for you. And so this podcast can be found there. Our great gear, guys. It's around Christmas time. We know you're looking for stuff, and you can find back in stock. The zip-ups are back. You can see that there are air fresheners and all kinds of stuff that they're, Jamie and Angie, are putting together. It is absolutely amazing. Go into the description box below. You will not find us on Amazon or eBay. Please just go to our website. You'll find it there, and you'll find our Patriot pins and We Know Challenge coins there also. Here's more great photos of amazing Patriots wearing our gear. Folks, we're at andweknow.tv. That's Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, andweknow.tv. You can find our videos there ad-free for all to enjoy.
Make an entrance. Make a run. And then make history. Make a difference. Make good on your word. Make it big league. But most of all, make it great again. Trump.
There it is. Amazing ads put together for Trump 2024. Hugging that flag. Loving the country that he's in. And we remember the boat rallies. We remember the way he handled the mainstream media. We remember all of the executive orders that he signed. One of the very first ones on human trafficking, crimes against humanity, the support that he had for all the workers in our country to just bring food back to the tables again, make people happy, bring work back to those that were always suppressed. I'm thinking of those of color that just did never understand that they were being lied to. And finally, jobs started pouring into all the communities throughout our country. And it was amazing. And so I stay here for a moment because, again, I received a message stating that, oh, I thought that you were must have been worshiping Trump. You're also on that Q PSYOP stuff again. And this is from a friend of mine. And never heard that from that particular person. So it really was amazing to hear that because I kind of have this reminder that they must demand perfection from President Trump. They must find him somehow something wrong with him and just don't want him back again. It just doesn't, just baffles me. And one of the big ones that they hound on all the time would be his push of the jabs. And yeah, sometimes I get disappointed if he's out there giving a speech and he pushes that again and we're all telling them to stop. And we've got over and over again the reason that we feel he had to do that. And so I reminded him just again that if we're going to demand perfection from him, I mean, if we go through Scripture, the folks that we look up to, even a man after God's own heart, was David. David was an amazing story. You go through, and he's the one that took the five stones. And what did he do? He took one and threw it at Goliath out of faith, and Goliath went down and sent the enemy running. Years later, he's the king. He sees a woman taking a bath, Bathsheba. He brings her up, messes up with her. She happens to be married to his general, one of his top generals. And he sends this general out to get killed, basically kills him. And then he brings that general's wife in because she's pregnant, and he marries her. And yet, he's a man after God's own heart. We see, folks, if you go through Scripture and you look at your own life, you'll find that we are all filled with many things wrong with us. Yet we're demanding this guy right here to be perfect at all times. He's doing a lot for our country. I'm sure he's finding out now the error of some of the things that he's done, the people that he's brought into the office. But I happen to believe that is all part of the show for us to wake up the normies, so that they can finally say, I get it now, I'm going to participate and help with this country. Elon Musk is another one. So you say mainstream media is biased, he says, to Tim Runs His Mouth? We'll have to fact check that with mainstream media. So let's fact check. Okay, nope, they say everything's cool. They fact check themselves. Trending on Twitter would be Trump is back, he's back, Trump's Twitter. Elon Musk's Trump poll was a bot trap. I love this guy, says Buzz Patterson. Was it? Well, Elon Musk replies back and winks. So if you put out a basic message saying, please vote here if you want President Trump back up or not, he was probably already going to put him back up. But by doing that, you can see when they do bot attacks to try to get those numbers up, they can actually track all those bots and delete them. Mostly Peaceful Meme said, called it. That's right. And then another thing that's interesting, if you head to the boards, Team Anon's Ultra MAGA, which I got a lot of this material from in the beginning, great job out there. They actually put out this reminder. Remember when he was carrying the sink, let that sink in, right? We saw that from the Q boards. Well, it just so happens that 875 is the number of the Twitter building. 875 would be the post who controls social media, who performs in a circus. Who wrote the code to embed and censor across multiple platforms? Who? Very good question. See, just questions. We go out and do the research thanks to these questions, thanks to these numbers, and we find it and we let everybody know, look, this is not a game. It is a way to get the truth out to people in such a way where we do the research based on questions that are asked. Patriot Voice. You can see human trafficking, by Felicia. Sedition, Democrats are corrupt. These are all trending at the moment that he took a screenshot of this on Twitter. What is going on with Twitter? Why are they allowing all of a sudden all of these subjects up and running to get everyone involved? And as a matter of fact, I'll take a screenshot of what I'm looking at right now. Here's another one. Liberal hypocrisy is trending right now, this moment that I'm recording. You take a good look at what is trending right now on Twitter and tell me what a straight face, with a straight face, says the Patriot Voice, that the Great Awakening isn't a massive impact in this cultural war. We are just getting started. That's right, just getting started. And here's a meme put together for Elon Musk. Check this out. We're about to reinstate Trump. And it's reinstated, and everybody's going crazy for those listening in. And now they're out celebrating all over the stadium. Am I dreaming? And he's doing his dance, and everybody's celebrating. Republicans are going, oh my goodness, and you got the cat dancing. You got people pointing at their TVs. You got the woke people screaming, no! And President Trump is getting danced, and the paid media is disappointed. They're shocked. They don't know what to do anymore because all of the stuff that they've planned is falling apart. And Mr. Joe is like, anyway, disgusted because it is all playing out in such a way that we are amazed. Now, where would be a great way to even show you more so how Twitter is getting cleaned up? Eliza said, wow, the most popular hashtag used to sell child sexual abuse material on Twitter is almost completely cleaned out. I'm not going to post the hashtag for obvious reasons, but if any organization, law enforcement, or journalist wants me to send them the hashtag information, I will. It's public information. Correction. Then they came back with a correction, Eliza. The three biggest hashtags used by child abusers selling child sexual abuse material on Twitter have virtually been eliminated. This is huge. To those who aren't awake yet, last week Twitter did add a direct reporting option for child sexual exploitation. That's right. And so here we are, once again, looking at these things that have been posted up. Here's Twitter. Show sensitive or disturbing content. Right there, you can click. Non-consensual nudity. You could let them know. Couldn't do that last week or a week before. Child sexual exploitation. What kind of sensitive or disturbing content are you seeing? Just click there. Boom. You send it to them, and they take it down. Thank you, Team Amons, for even reminding us that Dan Scavino Jr. posted the American flag at 12:17 a.m. And if you look at 12:17, you'll notice 11:20. See this? November 20. Let me show this real quick in case you didn't get it. 11, November 20th. WikiLeaks.org, Podesta emails, right there. 12:17. That is not coincidence. That shows you, I wonder if Podesta is finally coming up on the chop block. Well, while this is happening, Pauline even had this, a like from Elon Musk on FTX committing biggest fraud in history is not getting coverage from the media, but they're all over Elon Musk successfully running Twitter. Oh, yeah. And while this is happening, I mean, everybody's looking. Somebody, Cat Turd, said, love him or hate him, but Twitter is a million times better and more fun since Elon Musk took over. You think? One thing is for sure, Elon Musk said, it's not boring. And he put this clip from Gladiator. Are you not entertained? Love it. Trump's terrifically stupid return to Twitter, says The Atlantic. Rolling Stone, what's a little insurrection? Elon Musk welcomes Trump back to Twitter. CNN, Communist News Network, Twitter was already in disarray. Trump's return will only make it more chaotic. Daily Beast, Trump allowed back on Twitter right after trashing it. They can't take it anymore. Can you imagine their briefings, their meetings inside the office, and they're just watching everything crumble all around them? They're getting exposed on all ends. James Woods even shares this on Twitter that probably was taken down constantly a couple of weeks ago. Scary if true. The Wynn doctor says Biden, Romney, McConnell, Pelosi, and the rest of the establishment have been using Ukraine for financial pillaging for years. The FTX scam confirms it. Why do you think every actor and uniparty politician went headfirst into an active war zone last year? Why? Why would politicians run to Ukraine? Now we know that they funneled all of our money, saying that there was this big war going on, even though Russia said it was a special military operation. They funnel the money over there. Ukraine, Zelensky sends it back to FTX. FTX takes the money, and what do? They give it to the Democrats and the rhinos so that they can win their elections with advertising. So all the advertising that you saw on television was paid for by your tax dollars. That's how they do it. Do you remember back in 2020, I believe, where they used the money from Black Lives Matter? 2018, they get everyone to submit their contributions to Black Lives Matter, which ends up in Act Blue. Remember? And Act Blue would take all that money and funnel it over to the Democrats and the rhinos. They're all getting exposed little by little. And just in, 120 firms affiliated with FTX are filing for bankruptcy. Thank you, Russia, for exposing Ukraine, the money laundering, child trafficking, bioweapons, capital of the world. Not only that, we're noticing that they have the biolabs located all over Ukraine. If you guys just joined in, you can go back to past videos and you'll find out where we've talked about how the biolabs were all of a sudden exposed by the Anons after Russia started bombing all over the place, and they discovered that the biolabs seemed to be the ones getting taken out. And if it was true or not, what does it matter? Because the day after we exposed that, most of the truther channels, all of a sudden the government took down those websites showing that they did have biolabs, even though they said they weren't there. Then they came out and said, oh, well, we do have them, but it's not for nefarious reasons. And then we see where Big Pharma gets all their control over Congress, think tanks, foundations, State House, K Street, and universities. Well, we finally have the much-acclaimed Z-Stack from Dr. Zelenko ready for you at ZStackWithOc.com. That's right. Click below the video to make your immune system clean, resilient, and resistant. Your immune system can be weakened over 300 different primary immunodeficiency disorders, lack of sleep, and adverse reactions to vaccines. Click below the video, ZStackWithOc.com. Get 5% off with coupon code AWK, that's A-W-K, to get the kids Z-Stack, Z-Detox, Z-Flu, and Z-Stack today. That's ZStackWithAWK.com. And then you head over to the election. Speaking of elections and all the funding and the nefarious things going on in that area, Kerry Lake Room, if a premise is false, you don't have to accept the conclusion. The same goes for elections. When you lose by 1% and 7% of your voters are disenfranchised, you don't shrug your shoulders and move on. You demand a satisfactory remedy for all parties involved. We truly don't care if you call us election deniers. Way to go, Kerry Lake War Room. There's no denying what happened on Election Day. And we're going to get justice for the people of Arizona. Outstanding. And I know you guys, a lot of you with Kerry Lake's team, they've emailed me. And you guys are absolutely amazing. Keep the fight going. We'll continue praying for you. Storm has arrived. 17 posted Votify Now. Posted, I will be turning the Votify Now data to the office of General Brnovich this week. Oh, yeah. It's on Twitter. Folks are watching, and they're not going to take this stuff down anymore. And in the past, I wouldn't share somebody screaming and yelling. I just don't know if that's the right way to handle some of these things. You need to go up, share a few Bible verses, and let them know the truth. But you know what? Kerry Lake said she reposted this video and said this is how everyone in Arizona feels. So you know what? We're going to play it out.
Good morning. Once again, the eyes of the world are upon Maricopa County for another botched election. Am I here to accuse you of stealing the vote? Heavens no, for that would make me a terrorist, wouldn't it? Let me ask you, if you took your life savings to a bank and the teller put them in a machine and the machine kicked out one out of four of your bills and the teller said, don't worry, we'll put them in box three over here and we'll let you know how many were in there later. We'll send them off to a separate location and someone will be sure to get back to you and tell you how much money you have. Would you be okay with that? No, you would not be okay with that. Now ask yourself the question, which is more valuable, your vote or your money? Now ask a lobbyist that same question. Now ask a campaign manager that question. Now ask Mark Zuckerberg that question, which is more valuable, your money or your vote or your country or this world or the corruption that is taking over every single county in this nation? And then you look into your own soul and you look back at yourself in the mirror and realize that you are the cancer that is tearing this nation apart. Good day.
Now that was powerful. It was put together well. And hopefully it sent shivers down those demonic folks' spines. This right here would be a perfect man to go into a real-life movie documenting Arizona using a Braveheart-type scenario, wouldn't it? Get him on a horse, and let's go. Carrie Lake had an update for everyone here recently, so I'm going to play it for you.
Hi, this is Carrie Lake, and I have a message to the people of Arizona and all Americans. 40 days ago, elections in Arizona officially started when mail-in ballots were sent out across our state. Election day was 13 days ago, and Maricopa County is still counting ballots. Printer problems, tabulation errors, three-hour-long lines, and even longer. And confusing instructions given by election officials made this election day the most chaotic in Arizona's history. Half of voting centers that opened for the first time on election day, where the overwhelming majority of voters were voting for Carrie Lake, were not operational or had significant failures. Would you get on an airplane if half of the engines didn't work? Would our friends in the media be able to broadcast their nightly propaganda if only half of their studio equipment was working? The 2022 general election in Arizona was botched and broken beyond repair. Thankfully, the Attorney General's office is demanding answers from Maricopa County. Attorney General Mark Brnovich is taking the first steps necessary to remedy this assault on our democracy. This isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This is about our sacred right to vote.
So she's definitely out there doing the best she can to fight this. And I know that they're not going to go down until the very last ounce of everything has been squeezed out of Arizona to prove it all has been taken. So that makes me head into the cue board once again. Folks that are doubting it, folks that are calling it a psyop still, even today, shows you the psyops that the media has on people's brains because they believe that trash. Brian Cates, Q doesn't give answers. Q asks questions using Socratic method to lead people to find the answers for themselves about the Fed, about the Rothschilds and the Cabal families, about Soros and the WEF. Folks, they ask the questions. We go out and find the answers. They don't give the answers and we go out and say, this is what they're reporting. No, they allowed we the people to work together to find out what's really been going on over these past few years. We've been able to summarize within since 2017, since this stuff started dropping, the decades, if not hundreds of years of corruption. And more recently about Runbeck. Remember, they print all the ballots and how poll books work, who has charge of them, etc. It's recently come up. We do the research and find out about Runbeck. We were just told, Runbeck. If you think Q is a deep state op to lead everybody down a useless rabbit hole, why does the Q team ask all the right questions people need answers to? So keep it up there, out there, all of you folks that want to play this attack mode and all of you folks that want to say, oh, you're just part of a psyop. Once again, if the enemy is allowed to share that QAnon is bad and QAnon is filled with all kinds of lies, then why aren't we allowed to share what is on the board? They're allowed to attack us, the people who share the board, but we're not allowed to talk about it or we're deplatformed off of YouTube, T Teespring, Patreon. That's why I can't support anybody on Patreon. They shut me down there. PayPal, all of them took me down. It took many others down because of that. Dan Scavino Jr. posted 11:03 a.m. this video of everybody excited about President Trump running. People have the power. Don't forget how to play. More will drop. So this, we haven't seen it all. We have it all. More will drop. What you see is limited. We think we're getting a lot of goodies, but it's limited. And that takes me to this part here. Runbeck. Remember, we shared this last one from November 18th, 2022. There it is. Runbeck and Dominion working together to steal the elections. Secretary of State offices, investigators, researchers, whistleblowers, focus, ascension. Everybody kept wondering what ascension was, including myself. Ascension, everything has meaning. Ascension Island. Really? RAF, Ascension Island, also known as Wide Awake Airfield or Ascension Island Auxiliary Field, is a military airfield and facility located on Ascension Island in the Atlantic Ocean. Is that right? Right here, you can see the continent of Africa. Right next to it would be Ascension Island. There I have a big picture of it on the top right. Here we have Space Launch Delta 45. Major Robert Beauford, 45th Mission Support Group, Detachment 2 Commander, overlooks this base, Ascension Island. The airfield is jointly operated by the Royal Air Force and United States Space Force under the terms of an international agreement between the UK and the U.S. government. Interesting, because we were told Ascension. And remember, in this last post, we have it all. More will drop. What do they have? Well, obviously, U.S. Space Force, they're protected out here, and they're gathering all types of information. Ascension. Runbeck, Dominion, offices, trust yourself, whistleblowers, researchers, it's all coming out. And then what's interesting is this Ascension Island seemed to be in the news. British specialists have secured a vital pipeline in the South Atlantic following an intelligence tip-off. It's being targeted by Russians. Now, we know a lot of the information that comes out, they always say the Russians are doing it. But could it have been that the deep state and their military, they were trying to take out Ascension Island? Because look, the mile-long floating pipeline is crucial for delivering fuel to the Royal Air Force, U.S. Space Agency, and Navy bases on Ascension Island, remote British overseas territory. Attack! Ascension Island. Ascension Island, we have it all. Runbeck Dominion. Space Force, Ascension Island. Are you guys connecting the dots here? Nobody knew Ascension until we started looking it up. And then we find out that there was an attack there, and they always blame Russia for everything, so we know it's probably not Russia. And then you head over to these guys in panic mode, and they're looking for the whole world to go into chaos so they can appoint one world leader. Here's Macron.
Elephants trying to become more and more nervous. If they become very nervous and start war, it will be a big problem for the rest of the jungle. You need cooperation of a lot of other animals. Tigers, monkeys, and so on.
Yeah, he had to say tigers, monkeys, and so on. He was talking about people. He's calling you animals because that's what they say in the background. Idiot.
Are you on the US or the Chinese side? Because now, progressively, a lot of people would like to see there are two orders in this world. This is a huge mistake.
Yeah, don't believe that there's good versus evil. Don't believe that there's Satan controlling his minions like you, Macron. Don't believe that there are folks on the good side, many filled with the Holy Spirit, on this earth. Once that Holy Spirit's removed someday, there is going to be hell on this earth, and they're going to be crying out to their one world leader.
Even for both the US and China, we need a single global order.
Single global order with one world leader, all playing out right in front of us, because we know that Satan knows the end and he's trying to hurry it all up. And so after he does this, let's see what happens. He gets slapped in the face. She gets up close to him. Obviously, a guy probably wouldn't be able to get that close, but he's walking up thinking she's probably going to give him some good information. And she does it just like a perfect golf swing. You guys play golf, you know, you got to get that hand turned just right, and then right at the last second, flipped that hand so it has massive impact, and boom, right on his face. That's what you get with your global order junk there, buddy. And of course, they tackle her because, you know, that's what they do to women. Because there's one little slap on the face, she could be a threat to all of them. Way to go. She's a hero for all of us standing up for the truth. Trans-vaccinated, thought you guys might want to see this.
I would like to let everyone know that I am now trans-vaccinated. Trans-vaccinated, that's right. That's someone who believes that they're vaccinated, but I'm really not. I made this decision because I felt as though I was being attacked in the world for not being vaccinated. And so I decided to become trans-vaccinated. If you agree with me, I appreciate you. And if you have been vaccinated, please accept me as one who has not been vaccinated, but I identify as being vaccinated. Thank you. Thank you all. I love you.
I identify as being vaccinated, so I'm trans-vax, so you can't touch me because there's no bullying allowed. Can't hurt my feelings. Playing with words there to let folks know just how crazy all of these folks have been lately. And the craziness continues as the FDA backtracked during the trial, a trial that they had against them. They're claiming, the FDA, that not taking ivermectin for COVID-19 was merely a recommendation. Jim Hoff from Gateway Pundit put out the news. It's in the description box below. During a recent hearing, government lawyers argued the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, they're only given advice. It wasn't mandatory when it told people to stop taking ivermectin for COVID-19. They put out, if you remember, on Twitter, "You're not a horse, you're not a cow, seriously, y'all, stop it." Basically making fun of ivermectin, basically telling you, you're not allowed to take it. We know, we remember. Now they're in court saying they didn't really make it mandatory. They were not mandatory, they were recommendations. The FDA has approved ivermectin for use in other vector borne diseases, but not for COVID-19. Food and Drug Administration warned the public via its Twitter account that ivermectin is only safe for use in horses, but not for human intake against sickness, against something that was probably the flu, but they identified it as COVID-19 because the flu disappeared. And now it's all of a sudden showed back up again, went on vacation, and just somehow came back to revisit everyone. Go get your shots for everything. That's what they want. They want to continue to inject you. And while they're injecting you, all of a sudden, we wonder why 8% of patients from Scotland's most affluent neighborhoods survived a cardiac arrest last year. 8%. Mystery rise in fatal cardiac arrests. Isn't that something? Why would all this be happening? And then you look over to Dr. Naomi Wolf, how she continues to put out the truth for everyone to see. I'm going to play this clip in a moment, but first she said on the War Room, out of 270 women who got pregnant in the trials with the jab, all of the 230 participants' records disappeared. So only about 40 were left, but out of the 36 women who remained, so 36 women's records remained, 28 of their babies died in the Pfizer trials. Babies are dying if you get the Pfizer trial, but they didn't care when they did the trial. And she has this to say.
One of them is Denver should have a very scary image, and I'd appreciate it if your producer would post it. If not, there it is. Oh, my God. So that is, ladies and gentlemen, that is a pregnant woman's placenta. And I'm going to read Dr. James Thorpe's description. It's his image from a presentation he gave. This is an ultrasound image of a third trimester placenta in a pregnant woman who received the Pfizer vaccine 8 weeks prior. This is a typical pattern that is commonly seen by him about 8 weeks post Pfizer vaccine. The white areas surrounding the placental lobes, also known as cotyledons, represent calcifications from significant inflammation. Typically, this finding may be associated with significant growth slowing of the fetus, that is, the preborn baby, reduced amniotic fluid volume, abnormal fetal surveillance testing, and then he goes on to describe what fetal surveillance testing should be and should do. And then he says the large dark area in the placental lobe on the right may be consistent with a blood clot. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many of you, you know, have been pregnant, had babies, your wives or partners have had babies, but that is not what a sonogram looks like. That's not what a placenta that is healthy and normal looks like. Those are terrifying, unnatural, irregular calcifications that Dr. Thorpe explains are related to inflammation. And over again, the science that our experts are finding and that other independent good researchers like Dr. Corey, Dr. Malone, Dr. McDonough are finding is that these materials in the vaccines cause inflammation. So when I was reading the description, again, there's less volume of amniotic fluid, which, of course, the baby needs in order to develop normally.
So all of these babies are affected. The depopulation continues, and the mainstream media mostly won't cover it. And we go over to our COVID BC vax reactions on Telegram, constantly updating every day the stuff that we're seeing. My wife has just had her COVID booster jab. She was told that they aren't giving the booster to anyone who has had a blood clot. Funny how my booster last year gave me 3 weeks in hospital. One symptom was a clot in my heart. I am on medication. It has my heart as an irregular beat. Then you go to 38-year-old dead shortly after receiving the J&J poison. Right after getting it. You'll notice that when you read this, yesterday I lost my best friend, my love, the man I was supposed to spend the rest of my life with. He started getting sick after he got the Johnson & Johnson COVID jab. For months, we have been to every doctor, have had so many tests done, but yet still they couldn't find anything to help him. He's been in hospital for the last week now, but yesterday, I guess God needed him. More and more I show you that these folks brag on social media to let everybody know that they got their jab so that everybody else will follow suit. And it seems like after they get their jab, they pass away unexpectedly, suddenly. And it breaks your heart because you know many people around you who have taken it. And then Jean-Claude Van Damme happened to be on TV here recently. Thought it was very interesting how he talked about it.
Et toi, Jean-Claude, t'es fait vacciner?
So did you take the vaccine? He says, no, not at all, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jamais.
Not at all? Then for a moment, you wait? He said, never. Have you had the COVID? No, I haven't had it. Do you take precautions? I don't wear the mask. I know it's not the right to say, but well, I don't care. Yeah. They're on TV. He's not scared. He's letting folks know, and it took him a moment to let them know. But all the sheep, you can hear them saying, bah, as they're freaking out because they're Jean-Claude Van Damme would not take the jab. So that's a reminder we put out in every video. We hope to get out in every video because we want you to know what's going on. We really want you to know. And it takes me to close to the end of this video where the Storm Rider official page, one that I love to go to and read, some of the intel is just absolutely amazing. When you have the sitting president of the United States being openly investigated for human trafficking, that'd be Biden, which also means child trafficking, and worldwide mainstream media also reports the investigation and several other criminal charges that are connecting the Biden crime family to money laundering, illegal gas, oil dealings, and espionage, and now human trafficking investigation, you should realize the truth that conspiracy theorists were right all along. Human trafficking is the number one problem in the world, second to the drug trade and weapons trade. It's no longer a conspiracy that the elites are connected to the highest powers of human trafficking into slavery, sex industries, and 800,000 missing children a year are the human currency inside the world, dark, evil, satanic web we call the deep state, cabal. You can believe Trump is behind the scenes pulling strings next to the military operations to expose the satanic operations of human child trafficking. You can believe Trump signed the papers, the executive order, on combating human trafficking and online child exploitation in the United States. These orders are connected to seizing all assets, monetary, estates, and businesses. I've been telling you the saga of Epstein, Maxwell, Durham is only the beginning. Clinton's FBI, Wayfair. Remember Wayfair posting pictures of furniture or child bags for $100,000 with a kid's name on it? Mm-hmm. Biden's Rockefeller's Foundation inside the kill box. The way Mike Pompeo hates, dislikes Julian Assange and publicly persecutes him, well, it's all a show. Pompeo is staging a setup that connects Assange hidden intelligence reports to DNC, world human trafficking at the highest levels. Putin's well aware of the Assange human trafficking intelligence report and data. Thank you, patriots, Anons, world freedom fighters, for exposing human trafficking through the Great Awakening movement the past years and continuously sharing censored information that Google, YouTube, Facebook, and major social media sites have banned, speaking on pedophilia, human child trafficking. Your important patriot work for your countries have brought mass awakenings and continue. And thank you to the real president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, Q+. And we're going to end with our good doctor, Naomi Wolf.
You know, honestly, Jamie, you're one of the few people I can really kind of use the right language with. I think we're in a world historical moment, a biblical moment in which there's a division that the universe has presented us with. Will you serve humanity or will you collude with massive evil? And there's no way to stand in the middle. You know, it used to be you could kind of stand in the middle, and that's vanishing. So I think there's a metaphysical reason for that. I don't fully understand it, but I guess what I would say is I thoroughly believe, both from my own intuition and from studying history, that people who think they'll be safe by going along with evil and not causing trouble or putting themselves at risk are not going to be safe, and that all of us are going to be much safer by kind of clinging to good and stepping up and being brave on behalf of the good and what we know to be good, paradoxically.
And we know that only God is good through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our Heavenly Father seems to be able to answer prayers from years of those asking for revival, for those to wake up to what's going on all around them, and also provide an avenue for folks to say, well, I feel so empty and lost, where do I turn? And many are finding the truth through the Word of God, the love letter provided to us, the Bible. And many are coming to know Him as their Lord and Savior. It's dividing lines. We're seeing it now more than ever. Folks that are holding to the truth and folks that are holding to the lies. What an amazing journey we've been on so far. Let's continue.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you now, thanking you for the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you for sending that gift, the Holy Spirit. Thank you for what He does for us, how He works through us, and how it's so amazing that you continue to show us ways that we can reach out to our neighbors, our loved ones, through grace and through love and mercy. You know, all the time we hear from you that we should love our enemies, how difficult that is, especially as the enemies continue to grow, as the hatred has grown towards us for standing for truth. May you give us the strength to stand, to hold ground, and to do it in such a way that we don't have to depend on ourselves, but depend on you and the strength you provide us. Please provide us the strength that we need. Please protect us from the enemy and President Trump and all of those on the front lines who are in this battle. We thank you for the answers to prayer that continue to pour in. It's absolutely amazing what you do for us, Lord. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you so much, folks. Sorry this went out late. We had a lot of technical difficulties. I probably won't post tomorrow as it's my wife's birthday, so she's priority, obviously. And so we're going to celebrate that. And thank you so much for your continued support. Your love and guidance has been absolutely amazing. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know. Signing out. Folks, don't forget, you can go to thepatriotlight.com for our 24-hour, 7-days-a-week news service and sign up for our newsletter to receive our updates on news and video releases for all. Send us your thoughts on the contact page also.